your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
It is time for Spaced Out, and we're lucky enough to have, of course, on the line, the one and only Josh Aldaki. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Oh, kei te pai e hoa. How are you doing?
I'm very good, yeah, it's an exciting week in space, hopefully.
Yeah, I saw the stories you sent through, and I was like, oh, it's all on.
Yeah,
this first one, we've been like teasing this for a couple of months now, it feels like. The Artemis 2 is a go for Thursday. On its launch to the moon.
Touch wood.
I am.
But NASA's they've done their press conferences, they've done all the major checks, and they said that we are go for launch. They've actually already started the countdown. So, as early as Thursday morning, I think it's about 11 o'clock in the morning our time, we might be seeing the first crewed mission to the moon in over 50 years. So,
wow.
It all seems a bit real.
Are you feeling nervous at all?
I don't think I'm nervous. I mean, they've flown the rockets. It's a very reliable system, and I have a lot of faith in what NASA does. But I think if anything, I'm more nervous that it's going to get delayed again, and we're going to have to wait another month. So I'm actually just nervous that it's not going to get off the ground. I have complete faith in the mission, and I'm really, really excited. Hopefully it actually gets off the ground.
So when does the watch party start for you? Because I feel like you're big on your watch parties. I remember seeing one of your stories about when the lunar eclipse was on and none of your friends wanted to watch it.
Oh, yeah. So I'll be at work at the time. So we're going to live stream it at the observatory. We're going to do it from like 9 in the morning. But I mean, the broadcast is like 6 hours worth. But yeah, if anyone like is near One Tree Hill, if you're near Stardome, if you want to pop down, we're going to be open. We'll be live streaming it. So any of the launch attempts in the next week, hopefully we can stream it and get a bit of a crowd there watching, which would be cool.
Oh, that's so epic. I'm excited for them and for us.
And fingers crossed.
Hopefully next time we speak for Spaced Out, we'll be talking about how successful it was.
Because when we do speak in 2 weeks, they would have actually then returned back to Earth.
Whoa.
I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about.
I'm feeling slightly nervous because I've just watched all of Succession and I saw the scene. I'm not going to ruin that, actually. You know what? There's just the scene in Succession with the phone where they watch a live stream. And that's all I'm going to say about that. The second story is very interesting. More new moons discovered around Saturn and Jupiter.
Yeah, this is getting a bit ridiculous now, the amount of moons that these planets have. This was a minor story, didn't get much coverage, but astronomers, they found 10 new moons around Saturn, which brings its total up to 285, and then a few more around Jupiter. So now Jupiter's got 101 moons, which, is pretty amazing when you just think about how many moons these gas giants have.
What is the... How are we at this point in, astronomy, where we're still discovering new moons? Is it just technology is getting better so we can see smaller and smaller objects that are still classified as moons, or are they just from us?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, we are, of course, developing new telescopes. We're getting better resolution, so we're constantly adapting and improving our technology. But what we actually find is that a lot of these discoveries, they're actually found in like really old data, which was taken 5, 10, sometimes 20 years ago, but it's newer technologies that we have to comb through that data that we can actually find, there was a moon, we missed that. So our methods in general are getting a lot better. So I think it's honestly, we're probably going to find another 50 around both of them respectively in the next couple of years. So keep an eye on the number.
That's crazy. And this last story here, this is a doozy. NASA announces a new Mars mission for 2028, which includes 3 helicopters.
Yeah, this is a really cool mission. But this is basically NASA. They've not had any concrete missions for a Mars mission for several years since their last rover. But they've just come out with their plan, which is a mission called Skyfall, which is a pretty cool name. And it's essentially 3 little drone helicopters, which will be launching to Mars, plummeting through the atmosphere. And then they're going to basically deploy these 3 little helicopters that are then going to scout in all different directions. And it builds off a previous mission, which they flew with their previous rover. It also had a little helicopter with it called Ingenuity. And they basically just said, that mission was really successful. Let's build 3 of these and let's send them to Mars. This is kind of the next evolution for Mars exploration.
Wow. Technology, what a thing. It's so lovely as always to speak to you, Josh. And for the people out there who are just tuning in, we're speaking to Josh for Spaced Out, sponsored by Te Whatu Stardome. Highly recommend it. Is it, what's going on at Te Whatu Stardome right now in terms of shows and things?
Yeah. God, we've got heaps of stuff this month. We have the Psychedelic Mixtape, which is a really cool buzzy show that we talked about. So that starts, I think it starts tomorrow. So that's on our website. We've got school holidays coming up. We've got the Artemis streamings, of course, this week, if they go ahead. A whole bunch of new stuff. So we've just put all of that out on our social media today, actually. So, yeah, check that out for all the new shows.
Go and check it out. Thank you so much, Josh. Have a beautiful rest of your day, Ahua.
All right. No worries. You too.
Kia ora.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.